she would grease the pan.
Oh, she did.
Uh-huh. And flour it.
Uh-huh.
Grease it and flour.
Uh-huh.
And that's to keep it from sticking.
Uh-huh. Now, what did she grease it with?
With lard.
Uh-huh.
Come back here. Butter.
Mm-hmm. She might have greased it with either one.
Uh-huh. She could grease it with either one and then sprinkle the flour on the bottom and the side.
Uh-huh. Well, now, if you were using lard or something and you got it all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
greasy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, you were telling me about the old lamps and things. Now, that they would... You said they burned coal oil.
Yeah. They... Uh-huh.
Did you ever see a lamp that they would make, just, you said you called, they called it a wick, did you?
Oh, yeah, that's what they put in the, that a wick was what you put in for the wick to touch the coal oil and take a match and strike it. And that's what you would put, light your lamp with, would be the match, and then you put your, what we used to call chimneys.
I see.
Over the coal oil lamp.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever know of anybody just making one out of just a bottle and a rag?
Well, no, I didn't.
That's for you.
Mm-hmm, I didn't.
Now, toothpaste comes in a
tube.
You know, if they had just built a, somebody just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, they said...
She after the other dog.
Oh, she's not a dog. Yeah, of course. I got a dog. I don't have that. If they just build a boat, they go put it in the water for the first time, what would they say they're going to do, they're doing to the boat?
Well, I say, trying it out.
Okay. How about, like, when they have those astronauts and they shoot them off, they say they're going to...
To the moon.
Uh-huh, and they say when they shoot them off, they say they're going to...
Into space, going to get together.
Launch. Have you heard them ever say they're going
to... Launch, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Were there little ponds or anything where people could go fishing? Did people go fishing much in
the Arkansas River.
Oh, they would go fishing in the river.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in what kind of a little...
And to Fush, there's a Fush Creek.
Fush Creek?
Mm-hmm.
And they go there and go fishing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of a boat would they use, usually?
Well, you don't use a boat. You bank
a boat.
Well, they care, a lot of them do use boats.
Would they just have a little rowboat or something?
Well, some of them use the rowboat and some of them use the motorboat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If a company wanted you to try a new product, they might send you a free
sample.
Now, if you saw a little girl and she had on a dress you thought was really becoming, you'd say, oh, that dress is really
beautiful.
And then if you wanted to tell her that you thought she looked good, you'd say you really looked
beautiful.
Or you might just tell her pretty, maybe.
Pretty, yeah. Mm-hmm. She mad now because everybody, huh?
Come here.
Okay. Sugar!
You tell her she had on a pretty dress, she'd say, well, I've got a dress at home that's even
prettier.
You're so good. What would you wear over your dress in the kitchen to keep...
An apron.
To sign your name in ink, back then they would have used a...
And devil pencil.
Uh-huh.
Or a pencil.
Uh-huh. And they didn't have ballpoint, though.
No.
But now, did they have the fountain type up?
Well, they used to write an Endeavor pencil, what you call a pencil that wouldn't smear out.
Would
you couldn't smear, you couldn't rub it off.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But now, did they have those things where they would take the ink and fill it up?
Yes. Put it in the ink